Okay, so for this one, this audio, I was asked just some questions, and so I decided to put them together in one little audio, like a little mini AMA. So here we go. What is my favorite word and what is my least favorite word? Okay, so favorite word. Oh, that's tough. I love words so much. And they didn't specify if they wanted erotic or not. Okay, well, I'll come back to the favorite word. Least favorite word is dump, like DUMP. And I don't care if it means like, I guess because I'm connecting it to the connotation of like poop or shitting or whatever. I don't know, but like when somebody says, like, if they're gonna do like a meme dump or they're gonna dump off a load of clothes, I don't know, just like the sound of it, I just do not like. So I've never liked that word. And it's funny because there's other words like moist that I have no issue with. So I'm gonna keep thinking on the favorite word. Hopefully, I can answer it by the end. Favorite place. My two most favorite places in the entire world are my car and my bed. I love to read in bed, just lounge, write. I still do pen and paper. And then as far as my car, when I turned 15 and got my driver's license, my car was my freedom. I saved up money. I got a little beater car. I drove that thing everywhere. I live to drive everywhere. And I love to take road trips. My car is like my little sanctuary. I listen to music. I drive with the windows down. Sometimes I will just drive around the city just because I just like it. If I'm ever upset or angry, I usually will go sit in my car. And if I'm really upset or angry, I will go drive around. And then it doesn't take long for me to get over it and stuff. It's just kind of like my private space. Favorite food. Oof, it's so hard. Ooh, favorite, like, actual food. Right now, my favorite actual food right now is nachos, and I would die for some nachos right now. Some, like, really good white tortilla chips, some cilantro lime rice, some carnitas. Some black beans, melted cheese, shredded cheese. Ooh, maybe there's some steak in there. I just love nachos right now. Every day I want nachos. Favorite dessert though, I am a sucker for anything dark chocolate, macarons, and truffles. Those are my like weak spots. And any like fruit that's chocolate covered, like dark chocolate. Oh. I know, and it's like Mother's Day tomorrow, and people like they have dark chocolate strawberries everywhere, and I'm like trying to abstain. I'm like, you don't need it, Ruth. You don't need it. What am I wearing? Okay. I am actually wearing jeans, and a t-shirt. That is almost what I'm wearing about 90% of the time that I'm not at work. I am a t-shirt and jeans girl and tennis shoes. It's just, I've always been that way. I grew up with brothers. As far as the shirt, I will tell you that it is an 80s style art shirt of Jurassic Park. And it is actually, I've altered the neck to be, I've cut the neck so it's off the shoulders. Because that is my favorite style of shirt, is off the shoulders. So yeah, it's just a very chill outfit for a Saturday, just perusing around. Favorite GWA feeling. I really like this question. My favorite GWA feelings are, I've got two of them. One is seeing another performer compliment another performer. I don't care to what extent. If it's a writer commenting on another writer, a writer commenting on a voice commenting on a writer, a voice commenting on another voice, I just like that when we're supportive of each other, it's a good feeling because we're all kind of doing our own thing. So when you take a minute to compliment another writer or performer or editor or anything else like that, it means a lot to me, because I think it's something the community needs more of, because we are so like in, set in our own little world. You can have your own subreddit and your own followers and your own Discord servers now and things like that. So I love that, that connectedness. My other favorite Phil is when I get messages from the same people that give me messages all the time, I guess. It's just because I've just come to like really adore. Anyways, sorry about that. Had some dogs go crazy for a second. So anyways, yeah, I love just, I've got those like, it's like a good 10. And I'm not saying that my other subscribers aren't, or listeners are not loyal or anything, but it's just like, these are the ones that always comment. They always have to say something. They're always so sweet. So when they see it, I'll see a comment and I'll be like, oh, you know, because they're just really dear to me. Just because I guess I've been doing this for a while now. And so to see that they still comment and things like that, they're the kind of people that I love to interact with. And I can always use more of that, because it makes, it's not that I want to be complimented and things like that, but I think people don't realize from a performer's perspective is that I post the audios and yeah, they may get up votes, they may get down votes, you know, and things like that, or whatever. But sometimes when you put it out, there's that moment of like, is anybody really listening? Did they really listen to the whole thing? Did you, you know, did they just upvote it because everybody else is upvoting it? Did they just downvote it because it had a tag they didn't like? Like, you just wonder if people like really listen to the audio and they really can feel the time and the effort that you invested in it. So anyways, I like that those listeners, they usually tell me something specific about the audio or something. So anyways, bad habit. I almost don't want to tell you guys some of my bad habits because I'm afraid that you guys will reprimand me. bad habits. One, I really don't get any sleep. My average every night is about 3 to 4 hours. Some of that is me being a workaholic and I have to do everything girl. A lot of it has to do with insomnia. I've never been a sleeper at night since I was a little girl. I remember being 5 and 6 years old and not being able to sleep and it driving my parents insane because they tried everything. So yeah, it's just always been that way. And now these days, I find that I do want to do everything in the world and see everything and experience everything. So sleep, I just don't have time for that. my other bad habit is that I'm not going to say that I'm a drunk driver, but I have no qualms about going to a party and having a few drinks and then driving home. It's the culture where I'm from. Everybody drinks and then drives. That said, before everybody gets very upset with me, I'm very safe. I rarely drink enough to where I'm impaired. And then if I am impaired, I'm wise enough to know that I shouldn't drive. So if I can't walk or anything like that, then 9 times out of 10, I will procure a hired driver or have a DD, a designated driver, take me home. So there you go. The favorite word. I'm still trying to think about favorite word. You know, it's funny, but I think I'm just going to say, like, I love other words in other languages. So today I'm going to say that my favorite word is the word for goodbye in Russian, which is до свидания. I just think it rolls off of the tongue and it sounds very pretty. So that's what I'm going to say today. Okay, guys, thanks. I hope you liked my answers.